Don't have to act like everybody else. Keep that in mind. And I say that, and now I'm going to explain why I said that. You don't have to act like everybody else. What does that mean? When you find yourself at a police department, pretty much anywhere in social environments, you will begin to emulate and fit in with the pack of people that you work with. Whether the behavior is good or bad, I want to implore you to really take an independent analysis on, is this the way that I do things? Was this professional the way it was done? Did I act correctly and behave in an adult fashion, in a professional fashion, in those circumstances? My emotions were high. What kind of control did I have over myself? Or did I display characteristics that are not exactly who I'm trying to be? And just because other people do it doesn't make it right. That's a real, real big pack mentality at a police department. I have worked at places where the misbehavior was applauded. And I don't mean misbehavior where it was like, it's just, I should have become more of an independent thinker earlier. And I didn't. And you should. Although maybe being an independent thinker or acting differently the way everybody else is acting could seem to be a little against status quo at first, but in the long run, over time, you will earn and gain respect for doing things better. It doesn't have to be that it was, you know, that just doing things better. Don't get confused with what you're doing. And if other people are telling you, like, you know, there are some folks who are part of this that are paying attention and want to learn, but are what we like to call thick-headed and kind of don't have any good, real common sense. Don't get confused on that. If you're somebody who knows and has good brains, and even though it may not be something that is normally found in your police department or the way things are done, one of my friends, Vinny, gave me some real good, kind words a couple years ago on the phone. And he said, you know, dude, you were just doing it right. And nobody else was doing it like you were doing it. You were doing it the way it was supposed to be done. And it rubbed people the wrong way because it was never done the right way, correctly like that. It wasn't done that way. So I remember that conversation of all the things that I had to deal with. And by the way, let me just be very clear. I was not the quintessential product of great behavior, of smart decisions. I was a trial by fire, gotta learn things the hard way type of person. I just was. I always have been. I'm getting a real, real much more cognizant and wise to the idea that you don't always have to learn things the hard way. You can kind of look at the road that's been paved and say, you know what? That kind of is the path of least resistance, and it makes sense. And maybe it's not exactly the path I'm going to take, but pay attention to how they built this road. And you do that from learning from people who you want to be like or who you admire. My wife will criticize me and say, oh, who'd you hear that from? The guy you listen to on the podcast? Or, oh, you sound just like so-and-so. It's because I found these people that are speaking my language, that are for the first time ever saying things that I agree with. They're acting the way that I think people should be acting and behaving. And a lot of you here find yourselves in this group and part of this organization and being a member of it, because you're all members of it, saying, hey, this is what I've been looking for. This is what I'm looking for. I like what these guys are saying. And it's not for everybody. I can't have conversations with everybody about how I feel about the education systems, about business, about work ethic, about moral correctness, right? I not everyone wants to hear because not everybody's in a good place. I'm in a good place. Here's one. Doing the right thing isn't always easy, but doing the right thing is always easy. Right? It's an interesting thought that I had the other day. I'm like, It's not always easy, but once you accept that doing the right thing is always the right thing, then it's just easy. You just make a quick, rapid decision of how are we addressing this situation? Are we doing the right thing? Are we behaving selflessly? It's so funny, people call and talk to some of our staff members and they'll ask, hey, is he really as nice as he says? Is he really that kind of boss? And they're like, yeah, yeah. Like, what do you think? He just makes this shit up. He's this great place to work. It's phenomenal. I live the principles I preach. It's not for everybody. It hurts people's feelings. And I kind of poke and pry to try to get under their skin to help people recognize what their struggles are. You gotta be a dick. You don't gotta be a dick to get results. You don't gotta be somebody who's gonna be a backstabber to get results. You don't have to be an unprofessional to get results. It may be a little more difficult to get the results that you seek by doing it right, but you're gonna feel a lot better about it. Nobody will ever take that away from you. You're not gonna find the story of me ever backstabbing another coworker of mine, ever. You're just not gonna find it. It doesn't even exist. Never done it. I've never done it. Have I said things about people? Sure. Am I proud that I said things about people? No. You know why? Because it displayed weakness on my part. It displayed insecurity on my part. And I wasn't insecure. I just went with the status quo of, well, they do it, so I'll do it. Blah, blah, blah. It doesn't make it right. I don't know. Maybe you'll find some comfort and peace through these videos. And I'm telling you, I promise you, if you begin to behave differently than everybody else, and better. When I say differently, I mean better. In a better fashion. Not going along with the way things are. And what this place wants. Or what these guys think are cool. Or da-da-da. Or people don't like the fact that that I'm going out and I care about this job too much. Probably help you. And it's okay to be the only one. Or the couple of guys or girls. Out of the 50. That care too much. It's all right. It doesn't make you a bad person. It actually speaks volumes of who you are and why you took this profession and how you continue to behave. You do not have to act like everybody else. I promise you that. You do not have to act like everybody else. And there's a certain level of higher respect that comes with that. Maybe not at front, maybe not at first, but eventually. And people will start to know that your reputation of being that higher level, that acting better, will precede itself, and it follows you everywhere. And it's nobody ever, not even your worst enemies, will at least give you credit that knowing that you come from good moral character, you understand how to control situations, you understand how to behave properly, you understand that what insecurity is, you identify it and start molding yourself to not act that way. And in my mind, I could just tell you all the things and the unprofessional times that I've had in my career, personally and in groups and whatever it may be. And I don't mean we were fucking killing people. That's just the behavior was unprofessional. And I'm not saying the funny stuff. The funny stuff is the funny stuff. I'm saying it can be done better. It can always be done better. You don't beat yourself up for it. You go, you know what? That's part of it. But it can be done better. And this guy's going to do it that way? That's not my business. When that comes across my desk like that, when I had that situation, excuse me, that I have to deal with like that, well, I'm going to do it better.